Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries, as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even looking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions that you can take, how you benefit your family, your business. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. Now, my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. And I remind you, If you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. You can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, today it is National Social Media Day. That means go on Facebook, go on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Did I miss any? You got to go on all those things and say hello. Social Media Day. I think I got them all. Pinterest. I forgot Pinterest. Say hi on Pinterest too. So it's Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, Pinterest. I think MySpace is dead. Yeah, probably. But go and say hello. We just posted that right there on our Facebook page as well. So got them all. You got to get Twitter. Yeah, you can say us at Ron Siegel on Twitter. Say hello to us and just send us some. What's going on this weekend? Tell us about it. Have a little bit of fun. Have a good time. We are chatting today about, we're getting close to the holiday, July 4th. Dow Jones up 136 points. We've almost recovered everything that was lost on the Dow Jones from the Brexit issues, the British exit of the European Union. Not too surprising that the market overreacts all the time. It's just the way it is. We're looking at mortgage rates down again. We're at 1.47 is the yield on the 10-year Treasury. Interest rates starting to catch up a little bit on that as well. So we're seeing mortgage interest rates dropping. I've been chatting with you about that. Just because with mortgage interest rates, it's now is the time. I am suggesting it on a regular basis to you. Now is the time that you really need to be looking at what's in the best interest of your family. Should you be consolidating your debt? We'll talk about it. Should you be looking into ways to save money for your family? I would think that consolidating debt, saving on the mortgage payments, those are all good ideas. And how do you implement those? That's what we want to chat about today. Looking also, we're getting ready for the July 4th weekend. I guess when we talk about those interest rates, I should report the Freddie Mac rate, 30-year fixed rate loan, Freddie Mac, 3.48% with a half a point cost. 3.48 is what Freddie Mac reported this morning, is the average 30-year fixed rate, again, charging a half a point. That's going to be for the well-qualified borrower, so not everybody's going to qualify for that. But think about that. Last year, same time, it was 4.02, so a half a point less. That's why I've been sharing with you. If you did take out your loan last year or in the last 6 months, now's probably a good time to be looking to see if it makes sense for you to change loans, to restructure. Also, the appreciation continues to grow. So if you had a mortgage insurance or private or FHA, either one, you might be looking to see, can you get rid of it or can you reduce that as well? Chicago PMI Regional Manufacturing Index jumped to 56.8. What does 56.8 mean? I don't know. I don't care. All I know is the expectation was 51. It came up 10% higher. Weekly jobs claims rose 268,000, close to expectations. U.S. pending home sales as of May, they reported yesterday, 3.7%. They fell by 3.7%. Gas prices, July gas prices dipped to an 11-year low, 4th of July gas prices, I should say. The average 2.288 is the average gas prices right now nationally. California, we are at 2.902. Pretty much in the lead of the country, 2.902. Still ahead of Hawaii for the highest gas prices in the country. just unbelievable how that goes. Kansas is paying $2.14 a gallon for gas. Kansas, $2.14 a gallon. Well, that's what can you just what more can you say, right? We're at gas prices. At least we're doing better than we were. Looks like a lot of people are going to be doing some travel this year for the holiday season. That's a nice change. July 4th by the numbers. Let's look at some of the numbers for July 4th holiday, see what kind of fun we might have in there. So the average consumer will spend $71.34 per household on food and for barbecues and picnics, contributing to a nationwide total of $6.8 billion spent in holiday celebrations, up 1.4% from last year, according to the National Retail Federation. Over 22.8 million cases of beer were sold during the 4th of July weekend in 2014, including 2 million cases of craft beer, according to IRI InfoScan data. These numbers are expected to shoot even higher in 2016, due in part to a marketing campaign by Anheuser-Busch. The beverage company is replacing the word Budweiser with America on its 12-ounce bottles and cans throughout the summer and until Election Day. America enjoyed 150 million hot dogs on the 4th of July, enough to span D.C. to L.A. five times over. In peak hot dog season, which stretches from Memorial Day to Labor Day, Americans typically consume 7 billion hot dogs. 7 billion hot dogs, making for 818 hot dogs consumed every second. Did you just have one? Post it on social media. Let me know what your thoughts are. That adds to a whopping, holy cow, we better get into this one. 150 million hot dogs, 7 billion hot dogs. Contributing to the figures are 20 participants, Nathan's hot dog eating contest. I like that every year. Just to see, I don't know how in the world they do it. The current world record holder, Joey Chestnut, ate 69 hot dogs in 10 minutes in 2013. I think that might even be more than Mitchell could eat. Just a thought. That adds up to a whopping 20,000 calories, 1,173 grams of fat, 48,990 milligrams of sodium. Guess he's not going to be going to the restroom for a while. Nation's largest pyrotechnic display is Macy's 4th of July fireworks in New York City, consisting of 56,000 effects. Don't forget, Anaheim Hills, we're going to have a fireworks parade and a whole day of fireworks. Newport Beach has a lot going on. Huntington Beach, you have a lot going on, a big parade there as well. That is 4th of July by the numbers. Just a little bit of fun for the 4th. And always have, we do talk some serious things on Ron Siegel Radio, but obviously bringing in a little bit of fun here and there is always, in my opinion, and being that I am the host of the show, usually the opinion that counts. So in my opinion, something I like the idea of bringing some fun into what we're doing. Going back, though, I do want to make sure that we are on top of the fact of what's going on in mortgage rates. I'm looking as they're falling further and further today, which we've been chatting about that the 10-year Treasury had already fallen. And there was a lot of folks that were saying, and I was sharing with you, that the mortgage interest rates had not kept pace with what was going on in the 10-year Treasury market. There's generally a correlation from one to the other. We can usually watch that very, very succinctly. And they weren't keeping pace quite as much. Well, so far we are seeing today that the interest rates are falling. And we did see again that the Freddie Mac rate, which I shared with you a little earlier, 3.48%. Last week it was 3.56 for the 10-year or for a 30-year fixed rate loan. Last week was 3.56. Last year, 4.02. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, blended interest rates, what are they? Reasons to buy luxury property this year, keys to selling your house while you buy another. Got a lot to chat about with you today. You can reach us anytime, our fair number. It's 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, nearly a half a million people a month are checking out the replays on Ron Siegel 1. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. With every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today, it is being brought to you by the real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. One of the trusted real estate professionals will reach out to you to get you the information you need on the equity position of your home. Again, that's the equity position. The value of your home, you know, there's a lot of different metrics out there that you can get valuations from. And I'm going to share with you even the one of the big times, the big wigs over at Zillow found out that maybe it wasn't all that it was cracked up to be getting that online. But hey, that was just his deal. So I'm going to just share with you that when you talk to one of the area professionals, it may be in your best interest just to figure out that they can talk to you about, are you on the right side, wrong side of the golf course? It may be that the valuation models don't understand that concept. It could be that, you know, if you've got a view, if you don't have a view, maybe you've got an obstructed view. Those are all issues that are very difficult for some of these valuation models to predict or use. Again, when did you update your kitchen? When did you, do you have that avocado green carpeting from the 1970s? Well, we see all of those things. So what we really want to understand is a model can't answer that. Text PEAR, Professional Equity Analysis Review, one of the area trusted real estate professionals, can help you with that. Reasons to buy luxury property this year. That's a good question, right? For there are several reasons. Prices haven't skyrocketed as they have in lower and mid-tier markets. Coupled with sensational mortgage rates means this may be the perfect time to purchase the luxury property you've always desired. Let's break this down. Three major reasons to act now. One, there are more homes from which to choose right now. According to a recent Wall Street Journal article, inventory in the upper end is increasing while it is decreasing at the lower and mid-tier prices. And I'm going to post a graph of this. Talking about these properties on the upper end, again, there are a lot of loan programs out there for all different price points, including private money. If it's not your owner-occupied home, there are many different loan programs out there that are differing. Give me a call and I'll put you in touch with the right people there. Number two, prices are becoming more reasonable. In a separate article, the Wall Street Journal also talked about prices in the luxury market. They explained that downward price adjustments have been more common in the luxury markets than in markets with lower prices. They went on to say, and I'll quote, "The growing number of price cuts suggests luxury home sellers are becoming more realistic about property values as sales have slowed," said several real estate veterans. "Not only will you have more to choose from, but you may also be able to get the property at a reduced price." Number three, mortgage rates are at historic lows. In the past, one of the drawbacks to purchasing luxury property was the larger mortgage rate on jumbo loans, which are often required on high-end properties. HSH.com revealed the jumbo rates just set new records. Quote, "While conforming mortgage rates eased a little this week, 30-year fixed-rate jumbos declined enough to break into new record territory," they're saying 3.66%, besting the previous low set in April by 2 basis points. I'm going to share with you why that is. Why is it that the jumbo loans are dropping so much, and why are they as aggressive as they had once been? Here's the issue. There are a lot of people that are basically, a lot of lenders saying, deal with the lower interest rates because we don't have as much regulation there. They're not dealing with FHFA. They're not dealing with Fannie Mae. They're not dealing with Freddie Mac. They make their own rules. Now, in a lot of instances, on these jumbo loans, yes, indeed, they are using some of the same guidelines, but they can be flexible. They can say, I want to follow Fannie guidelines here, but not there. Bottom line, more choices, better prices, and historically low mortgage rates make this perfect time for you to own one of those luxury properties you and your family have always fantasized about. And right now what we're seeing in a lot of areas is with the advent of Airbnb and VRBO and a couple of these other services, people will buy a luxury property or they're buying a second home. And they're going out and renting them part of the time. Now, when we talk about luxury properties, don't forget that's also going to tie right in with our next report. And we're chatting on that next report is thinking about selling your house while you buy another. That's what kind of drives the market. And see, I've been talking about this a lot. So when you're buying a luxury property, in most instances, the reason you're buying a luxury property is because you have already been in a property. You've already owned a property. If you have already owned a property, you probably, in most instances, are going to do one of two things. You're either going to be selling that property to move up, or that older property, that prior property, is going to end up being a rental. Either way, the concept there is that we want you to be understanding how you deal with that. I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. Again, the real-time real estate segment being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. So what are some of the keys to selling your house while you are buying another? That's what we're going to chat about right now for you is, again, you need to have a great real estate professional working with you. Because when you have got your house for sale, you're buying another home at the same time, there is a lot of coordination that takes place. Unless, of course, you can afford to carry both mortgages at once and you got the money for the down payment without selling the prior property. So here's what to consider when simultaneously buying a home and listing a home for sale. You have to understand, have you already found the new home? Good question. Have you already made an offer on the new home? How quickly can you sell your home? In what price point is it is? So decide whether to sell or to buy first. That's the question. In an ideal situation, be able to buy a new home, move, and then sell your old home if you have the financial resources or income to qualify to purchase without selling, then you're in a great place. But many people can't afford two mortgages. That's probably just not feasible. So here's some of the things to talk about. Meet with your mortgage originator and financial planner to review your financial situation. Have at least one, but ideally three real estate agents meet and review both the value of your home and the best strategy for selling it. That's one of those key concepts right there. Start looking at potential homes to purchase. If your options look good, organize a plan with your mortgage originator and real estate agent. One strategy is to make an offer on a new home subject to the sale of your current home. In a very, very hot market like we are in many instances, many areas of Southern California, at the lower price points, and when I say lower, it means everything below luxury, below that million-dollar price point. Properties are selling quickly. Now, here's a strategy in this market. Now, this will not be the case in all markets at all times. But here and now, this market just today or, you know, in this environment until it changes, my suggestion is consult with the real estate agents. And again, a lot of the gurus will say talk to three. Many, many instances, I'm going to send you, if you just contact me, I will send you the name of a great real estate agent in your area. If that one doesn't work, call me and I'll send you another one. Just because it's generally going to be the idea. Here's the idea. And number, I don't work with them. I don't get paid by them. I don't work for them. I do have a real estate license. I don't use it. They don't send me a referral fee, any of those kind of things that are going to come to mind. But they understand the strategies. We sometimes will sit down and meet together so that you can understand strategies. And what do I mean by understanding strategies? What I'm referring to there is there is a very, very clear strategy to get your home sold for money extremely quickly in almost every market. And you have to understand that strategy, but it takes a concerted effort between the real estate professional and the lending professional. Now, when a buyer comes in, they're using their own lender, they're on the side of the buyer. You want your real estate professional to use their lender in what's called cross-qualifying. And the reason you want that cross-qualification is then you understand is if you sell that property for more money than it's listed for, can the consumer afford it? You don't want to get into negotiations and then find out after the fact that the consumer cannot afford the property that you're looking at. So when it comes to simultaneously buying while listing a house, it's crucial to take a look at your finances. You want to have your lender working with you. You want to have your financial planner working with you. And you want your real estate people to work with you. If you can qualify to spend $3,000 a month between two houses, but you're comfortably spending $1,500, you need to step back and strategize. Do your research. Get an advocate. Negotiate when buying too. When somebody's selling, the reason they're selling is because they want out. Understand that. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Costs rising, income falling. A new study shows Americans' financial slack is decreasing. How to protect your identity while you are out of town. Antoine Walker helps athletes. Maybe we'll talk about it. It will help you avoid bankruptcy after he blew $108 million. He blew $108 million. Ooh, yikes. Not a lot of people don't even have that much money to blow. I'm in that category. Maybe you are too. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. And this is part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution, Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Your credit report, it is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. You just need to go over there and work with them. Click on there, the top left and the top center buttons. Those are the two that I recommend most of the time. Just go there, the top button, I think it's an annual fee. And that's the one that allows you to get your work on your credit report for a year, 1 year's time period. Top Center is a monthly program. It's got a lot of different options in there. Another good one for you to understand. So how do you protect your credit while you're out of town? Again, or your identity while you're out of town. That's the key question. It's important to do everything you can to protect yourself from identity-related crime while you're traveling. Here's some ideas. Number one, you need to let your credit card companies know that you are traveling and where you are. You need to be able to call them, write them. You may, if you're taking a couple of credit cards with you, you might freeze the accounts of the other ones so that it's known. Make sure that you have put a hold on your mail. If you have a locking mailbox, that's another issue. But while you're away, you want to make sure that you've got your home protected. Make sure your neighbors understand. One of the things that a lot of people forget, and I don't know that this goes into identity theft, but one of the things a lot of people will forget, turn off your water into the house. I've seen so many people, family members, who have had an issue where there's been a slab leak or a supply line leak while they're on vacation, and they come home to the surprise of surprises, something they want nothing to do with, but their house is thrashed. And it's all because they didn't turn off, they didn't have a water shutoff into the house while they're gone. When you come back, make sure you open up a faucet here and there so that when you turn on the water, it doesn't go get a pressure surge into your pipes. It gives it an escape valve, and then you can turn the water back off after a couple minutes. Again, you got to remember, I know we're in a drought, but just do a couple of these things to be careful. Notify your bank. We talked about the credit cards. Banks, credit unions, let them know that you're away, because how'd you like to get to your resort destination or your wherever you're heading, and all of a sudden your bank sees that, hey, you know something, Mr. Smith was at home yesterday using his credit card, and today he's in Cabo. Maybe we need to freeze this until we talk to somebody, and you pay a bill and don't even know it, that your account's been frozen. Now, I can tell you this. I went out to the Coachella Valley a couple weeks ago. I've had it twice recently. Went out there, used my credit card to pay for lunch, and in a five-mile span from where I was having lunch to the hotel I was going to check into, I got an email from my credit card company saying, you've been hacked. Your card has been used in Virginia and Texas. You need to give us a call. Go to check into the hotel, and lo and behold, Mr. Siegel, you're not going to be able to check in with that card. There, it's not going through. So I had that issue. I want to spare you from having that embarrassment or that issue. I mean, obviously, there's no way to control that. I let them know in advance. Actually, when I walked up to the counter, I made the comment to them that, my card, I just got this notice, and I'm not sure if this one's going to go through or not. Let me know. And sure enough, it did not go through. And they were very nice people, though. So I stay at the same hotel a lot. But just a word of caution to you that you want to really be careful of right there. So we were chatting a little bit earlier about your keys to selling a house and buying another. So if you buy the one house first, again, that's a great solution, because now you have an idea. Again, if you have the money, you just stay in both. But when you buy that first, the house first, if you have the time, then you can make some changes to that property. You're able to do what. I don't know anybody that buys a house that, if they've got resources, they're buying a luxury property, especially, or a move-up property. If you've got that, you don't want to change the carpet, the paint, maybe some kitchen cabinets, whatever. A lot of people are doing that. So just be cognizant of the timing. And here's the strategy. I did this I shared this in depth on a broadcast a couple of weeks ago. And we were chatting about the idea that to sell your house for the most possible money, what you're simply doing is listing it below market. And I know that's counterintuitive when I say list below market to sell it for the most money, but what ends up happening is that gets you the most visibility, the most excitement around your property. And when you've got that excitement around your property, that creates a bidding war. It creates a frenzy. More people want it. More people bid on it. When more people bid on it, you can get them bidding against each other, and the price goes up. Now, your real estate professional needs to understand that that's what's going to happen. We talk about it all the time. And you want to make sure that those people that are bidding on the property are cross-qualified. Because just because somebody's qualified and they send your real estate professional a pre-approval letter for a $400,000 purchase, that doesn't mean they're going to qualify at 440. It doesn't even mean they're going to qualify at 405 or 410. So you have to find out, would you want to go to all that effort of negotiating with a person that can't close the deal, that can't get the qualification done? So you just got to be careful of those issues. So that is one of the items that I wanted to make sure and chat with you about when we came back and continue that conversation. Costs rising, income falling. Yeah, I started sharing that with you from our reports from Chapman University, showing that income is not changing significantly over the last 30 or 40 years when you adjust for inflation. Yes, you got to do adjust inflation adjusted. Housing prices are significantly higher. Other areas, gas prices, they've gone up significantly over the last 20, 30 years. How do we square all these issues? There's got to be other areas where we're saving some money. And it's certainly not being saved, obviously, by Mr. Antoine Walker, which we're going to talk about in the next segment. But one of the areas that you are able to deal with is, especially right now, understanding what your blended household interest rate is. Blended household interest. And it's not an issue. Nobody really, it doesn't matter what any individual interest rate is. I hear people all the time, I can't refinance my house because I've got a 3.875 interest rate. And I get it. But your credit cards, your auto loans, your student loans, where are all those? How do they all fit in? I can't talk about that. My house is at 3.875. Well, wait a second. Are you going to the grocery store? Are you going on vacation? Are you buying clothes, cars, education on an interest rate? Or do you buy those things with Benjamin Franklin's? Yeah, that's called $100 bills or dollar bills, whatever you choose to use. And I know I use the term Benjamin Franklin's. I date myself because most of us are using plastic these days in one form or another. Or we go and we do an online banking, which is much safer when we were talking about identity theft earlier. But just think about this, these numbers. And these are numbers that I hear all the time. And I'm going to use a real number because this is an interesting one. June 25th, 2015, Freddie Mac interest rate, I shared with you earlier, was 4.02%. 4.02%. All different numbers here, but today the Freddie Mac interest rate is 3.56 is the Freddie Mac 30-year interest rate. So let's go and just play with this. Now I'm going to do this live on air. Those of you that are watching at ronsiegelradio.tv can see this. 4.02 interest rate, $400,000 loan, $1,914. Principal and interest would have been your payment. And I didn't account for taxes and insurance and HOA just because all of those are going to be the same under any scenario that I give you. I did put in a home equity line of credit. They're up to 5.49% in many instances. I used a $213,000, $500 auto loans, one of them at 5.95%, one of those at 4.95%. I used three credit card payments at $5,150 each, a 14.95% interest rate, a 19.95% interest rate, and a 29.95% interest rate. Those are, again, typical numbers coming out of where American households are. I did a 7.7%. Again, typical numbers. We put all that together. The blended household interest rate is, we'll talk about it when we come back because you're going to be shocked. even though you've got a 4.02 interest rate for the home, it's going to be shocking to you where this comes out at. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your current events and financial markets. When we come back, loans, save money, even if your interest rate goes up. We're going to talk about that and a lot more. Again, when we back, you can reach us anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text ATP to 79564. One of the professionals will reach out to you and they'll get you the information you need. How about building? You got to love it. Building your household board of directors. That would be real estate financial planner, CPA, all of the different folks that we all need to chat with. So that would just be simply text ATP 79564, and those folks will be reaching out to you. Just a thought, give you some information right there. So let's chat a little bit today, the Word on Wealth segment. Let's do the other one first. Social Security, both issues are significant issues that I want to be aware of. And so let's think about this one. I've talked to you about this, especially because your household board of directors, their job is to assist you, good, bad, or indifferent decisions. But think about this concept. Could you imagine having earned $108 million over a 13-year career, $108 million over a 13-year career, and within 2 years having to declare bankruptcy because all of your savings are wiped away because of undisciplined spending and a lack of understanding of dollars, cents, money? Well, Antoine Walker, he actually did that exact thing. He came into the NBA at age 19. Figure, obviously, when somebody goes into the NBA at age 19, they should be set for life when you've made $108 million. Now he's teaming up with Morgan Stanley Global Sports and Entertainment Division to educate young NBA stars and athletes about how to properly manage their money. Think about that. The average NBA player earned $4.6 million between 2014 and 15, a higher total than any of the United States' other three major sports leagues, according to Forbes. The typical NBA career lasts 4.8 seasons, career earnings around $24.7 million, and that is what LeBron James says is June 1st, 6 months, no problem. So think about that concept. Now, our friend David Meltzer, he comes on the broadcast regularly with us. He talked about when he's helped a couple of his clients, and I'm not going to mention names, but you know them. He would tell them, even though it may or may not be the greatest investment in the world, their first contract, if they want to work with him, half of their first contract must go into an annuity. Again, you can debate whether the annuity is good or bad, but there's no debating that it's going to be last. That way the money will last a significant amount of time. And some of these young people who come into the leagues, they don't know. I mean, can you imagine having been 19 years old? I know when I was 19, could you imagine having that much money thrown at you at that age? Again, it's a huge sum of money. And many of the NBA players, good, bad, or indifferent, they're coming out of inner city. They came there in most instances, many instances, not even knowing where lunch was coming from, and now they've got $4.6 million on average per year. Tremendous amount of money. They're not ready for it. They're not getting great guidance. They're not getting great information. That's why, again, text ATP to 79564. We will put you in touch with or build a board of directors for you, not of just friends and family. Amazing how many of the athletes get their guidance from friends and family who have never been where they are. So the other side of that is seniors. Where are they getting their guidance on Social Security? They're going to their neighbor. Where did their neighbor get the guidance? From their neighbor. Again, it's a vicious circle that is not a good circle. It's not sound guidance. And I'm just going to share with you that there are a lot of seniors who start taking their Social Security way, way too early because they're not paying attention. They don't have a board of directors. Think about this. Where could you get 8% per year from something as safe as the United States government? Now, I know they're in debt and they're upside down and anybody else or any other country would be termed insolvent. But the U.S. has always paid their debts, and they pay the money to our seniors, who, by the way, are probably the ones that are most responsible for the national debt because they continue to vote in the same people who keep spending the money, and they've been doing it much longer than our first-time voters. But I digress. The Social Security money. Now, that's Jake. Reverse mortgages. Jay and I had lunch yesterday, and there is still a group of people that do not like the reverse mortgage. I am not one of them. I think it's a great product for many, many people. especially those people that don't want to lose money, that don't want to risk equity, those people that don't want to make mortgage payments, and obviously it's only for seniors age 62 or over. But think about this. When your Social Security appreciates at 8% a year and you get a reverse mortgage and it's going to cost you 3, 4, 5% a year depending upon which program you select, can you go wrong there? Does that make any sense not to take that? Even if you don't use the money, have it available for you and let that line of credit continue to grow every year, whether you take it or not. And then what if you use that money that's costing you, again, 3, 4%, whatever the number is, and let your Social Security benefits increase, and I believe that number goes up by 8% depending upon your age. Again, 62 to age 70, Social Security goes up. Your benefits increase. So why not think about that? Again, that is the Word on Wealth segment brought to you by the Area Trusted Professionals. That would be text ATP to 79564. Meet that estate planning attorney. Get that trust done. It is a gift to your kids that you really need to be leaving them, because unfortunately George Burns tried, but he couldn't figure another way out. There is only one exit path, at least so far. Again, I was chatting before the break about the debt consolidation loan, and I'm going to give you a real quick recap. We talked about a home loan that might have been taken out using the Freddie Mac rate. Again, when I say Freddie Mac rate, that was for best qualified people 6 months ago, 4.02%. You probably paid somewhere in the range of 4 to 4.25%. I don't know where. But think about that. $400,000, 30-year term, $1914 a month. Had that HELOC, 5.49%, $75,000. Two car loans totaling about $26,000. Credit cards, $15,000. These are all average numbers. These are not just numbers I pulled out of the air. These are average households. Student loan, $47,000. If you remember before the break, I mentioned that came out to a blended interest rate of 5.02%, $3,859, blended interest rate 5.02. Now, when I say that, anything below 5.02 should be good for you, right? That's what I would think, because it means less money coming out of your pocket to meet your obligations every month. Now, here's the situation. If you qualify for today's blended interest rate of today's Freddie Mac interest rate of 3.56, that payment comes down to $2,600 a month. Now, what if you don't qualify at 3.56? And a lot of people don't. What if you're going to have to pay 4.125? I'm just throwing it in there. I don't know what it's going to come out to. I do now because I just let it. If you had a 4.125, now you're looking at a $2,786 a month payment. Now, I'm doing this for education purposes, so I'm not giving you the APRs and all that kind of good stuff that is legally. This is an educational example. But you're going to save about $1,000 a month, over $1,000, almost $1,100 a month, by increasing your home loan interest rate. Increasing the home loan rate and paying off all your other debts, even at 4.25%, you're still saving over $1,000 a month. Do you understand why I'm so passionate about looking at your blended interest rate to see if a debt consolidation makes sense for you? Do you also understand why I'm so passionate that you need to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account? Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime. Actually, call me Ron, but you can call at any time. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.